Coach Podo's Positive Press. He comes in here every Monday morning wide open and bushy-tailed and ready to go. And it's New Year's week. You know, we're just post-Christmas here, but I want to talk about something with Coach Podo, that young man that he knows very well. But first of all, how you doing this morning?
I am doing wonderful, McCurley. I feel like I haven't seen you since last year.
I know. what did you get in your stocking from Santa, or can you say on the air?
I can't say on air. Just I guess I was not a good guy last year.
Me
Who
either.
Knows? But you Happy know, New Year to you.
Yeah, you know, people ask me, did you get a bag of switches? I said, I'm so poor, they're twigs. They're just little, you know, like matches.
That's right. That's right. Well, as you were saying, this story that we're going to discover today is very cool and near and dear to my heart, because it's about my nephew, Caleb Woods. Caleb is a junior at Fayetteville. And just to highlight Caleb, you know, he plays in a youth hockey league in Pelham. He plays on the football team at Fayetteville. He is a very wonderful student.
Oh, yeah.
But put all that aside, Caleb volunteers so much of his time. And people in Fayetteville know and have probably seen a lot of it. But Fayetteville really has kind of almost had this rebrand of like in their athletic department as far as social media aspect of things. And that's credit to Caleb Woods as a junior. He takes on himself going to these athletic events, taking pictures with his camera, editing the pictures. Not only that, but he makes all these artwork graphics.
Oh, yeah, and he's great at it.
Oh, he is wonderful. He makes all these artwork graphics for the sports teams, and he does just all of this volunteering. And I just think it's, number one, amazing that he is able to do this and capable of it. But he don't make any money doing it. He just does it because Fayetteville is who he is. He loves his school. He loves serving, he loves giving back, and that's a wonderful way to do it. So,
and he's just a junior.
He's just a junior.
I thought he was a senior. My bad with it. And tell me this, because he plays hockey. He's big into hockey.
Yeah,
and he a Washington Capitals fan.
Huge, massive Washington Capitals fan. He's not a bandwagon either. I mean, if you went up to him right now and said, "Hey, Caleb, how are they doing?" He would not only just tell you how they're doing, but he would tell you who's playing good, who's stinking it up.
That's
he
good,
knows. Man. He knows it in and out. And I mean, I just, again, it's so wonderful to see. I mentioned this last week. Our youth gets knocked a lot by, we often hear, well, kids just aren't what they used to be. And all. Well, that's just simply not true, because there's kids like Caleb Woods out there that are saying, you know what, even though I'm not on the basketball team, I'm not on the baseball team, I still go to the games, I take pictures, I make all these artwork graphics. Yes, and not to mention, it's so cool to look back on all the things, like, you know, for example, the 2023 season when I was teaching at Fayetteville too, you know, I can go back to social media and look at all that stuff, just kind of go, for lack of a better word, take a trip down memory lane. None of that would have been possible had Caleb not just taken an initiative to say, I'm going to do all this. So, I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful to see that Caleb Woods, my nephew at Fayetteville, chooses to serve.
Yeah, and let me say this too. You knocked on it a little bit. So many times in our communities, in our life, we knock kids who get in trouble. Well, there's another one over there that's getting in trouble stealing this, or they were involved in a shooting, or they were out late doing something they shouldn't have been doing and had a wreck, whatever the case may be. And we come down on kids like that. And they sometimes kids need to be punished for their actions, but how many times do we step up and actually give somebody a attaboy or pat them on the back when they've done something good and positive, just like your press? I think we need more of that in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Caleb is not a vocal guy by any means,
no.
But he can certainly walk into a room, be around people, and then when he leaves that room, those people are going to say, that's a good guy. He's just a good guy.
And can I tell you, before my mom retired, she worked at the bank with your sister.
Yeah.
That's where I actually first met Tara. And, of course, he's got two good parents.
Yes.
And Tara and Jeremy. And I'm tickled to death that we done this, because kids need that positive influence.
They do. And, you know, once he started doing this, other kids at Fayetteville have kind of taken on that role as well.
They chimed in.
It's the it's the ultimate testament to, sometimes it only takes one and others will follow. And that's why I said Fayetteville, you know, not a rebrand. That may mean not be the right word to use, but several, I mean, go to a Fayetteville basketball game right now and look at the student section. You know, even though they're a small school.
Yep, I was there the other night.
There may be only 10 or 15 students in that section because that may be all, but they are rowdy and they are full of school spirit. And I think it's so much of it goes back to just the little things, you know, taking pride in it. And, yeah, Caleb sets the tone for that.
And let me say this, too. How many times do we say it starts at the top?
Yeah.
We talked about that in last week's Coach Poto's Positive Press. You know, you got Coach Collier down there, of course, yourself. Coach John Limbaugh is one of the best men in the world. I love him just like a brother. But I'm going to tell you, this is no knock against any principal in this county or state. But I'm going to tell you, Mr. Pinson.
Rock star.
Yeah, it just doesn't get any better.
It does. A cool little thing he's done. I don't know if you've seen it, McCurley, but I've reached out to him about it, and he explained it, but they have this trade card system at the school. And that was Pinson's idea, and I think him and Caleb might have even collaborated on the designs and all that. So, yeah, Pinson is
we need to get him in here on his trade card thing for the Positive Press.
I really would love to do that.
Let's do that.
That's a great idea because I reached out to him and just told him that's amazing because it is. It's something really, really cool that he said the students have taken pride in. They enjoy it. And who doesn't like good trading cards, you know?
I know, man. That's all right. But congratulations and thank you to Caleb.
Yes, absolutely. Caleb, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, not in a corny or cliche way, but it is. It's inspiring others. So keep doing what you're doing, my man.
And, of course, New Year's. Couple of days from now, can you believe it?
That's crazy to think, man. I don't feel a day over 85.
I tell everybody all the time, you know, I look 65, feel 75, can turn me in for 85.
That's right.
Feel 95.
New year, bring it on, guys. Go meet your fears head on, match those New Year's resolutions, and go dominate your week.